In general, our vision for the future activities is based on two elements. In my opinion, from my experience in NWSAS, we are looking more at a common experience because we are discussing shared experiences. Each country, each partner has its own concerns. They have their own way of working. We can't homogenize, or rather, what we need to look at is a homogenization of our approaches to these works. For example, if we were talking about the experience of the Niger Basin, the SAS as well, we could extrapolate what we've learned here in terms of other regions, take a look at how they approach these issues, the issue of water. The second element, if we take a look at the IPCC report, what are the effects of climate change in the near future? We need to incorporate the issue of water in when we take a look at climate change in the future. And when we're talking about water resources in general, water needs, we're looking at anthropogenic needs. We're talking about humans, we're talking about people, but we also need to look at the needs of the ecology, of the environment, of the ecosystem as something that also requires water. We need to meet the needs of our communities, but we somehow ignore the needs of the ecosystem when we are trying to resolve this issue, but at the same time, we're destroying the ecosystem with which humanity is so closely linked. These two elements, I think, are important here, and they have to do with capacity building as well, if we add that to them. If we take a look at our water management policies, the management of water resources, in general, it's the decision makers whose capacity must be strengthened, because when we talk about our futuristic visions, we think about mathematical models, but people have their own way of imagining the future. And this vision is closely linked to climate change and how it will impact our life on an everyday basis. I do have another proposition to make, and that's the political side. At high level politics, this supports our activities. The political side will support us in our vision, in our strategies, in our adaptation to climate change in the water section, for example, when we're talking about Africa.